Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
In a bombshell lawsuit filed under the pseudonym Jane Doe, music moguls Jay-Z and Sean Diddy Combs stand accused of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl during an after-party for the 2000 MTV Video Music Awards. The claims are graphic and specific, involving allegations of coercion, drugging, and rape. As both men deny the accusations, Jay-Z has gone on the offensive, accusing the plaintiff's attorney of orchestrating an extortion scheme that includes fabricated allegations of sexual abuse against both male and female minors. The lawsuit, originally filed in October and amended in December, has ignited fierce public debate and thrown two of the entertainment industry's most prominent figures into a contentious legal battle that could reshape the conversation around power, accountability, and justice in celebrity culture. According to the complaint, Jane Doe claims she was dropped off at the MTV Video Music Awards by a friend without a ticket. Eager to access the exclusive after parties, she approached limousine drivers outside the venue. One driver, allegedly employed by Sean Combs, told her she fit what Diddy was looking for and offered to take her to a private party. Believing this was her chance to mingle with celebrities, the then 13-year-old agreed. The lawsuit alleges that she was taken to a White House, where she was coerced into signing a non-disclosure agreement before being offered a drink. Moments after consuming it, Doe says she felt woozy and disoriented. She recalls being taken to a bedroom where both Jay-Z and Diddy allegedly assaulted her. According to the lawsuit, Jay-Z held her down while Diddy raped her, and the attack was observed by an unnamed female celebrity who allegedly did nothing to intervene. The plaintiff says she fled the house in terror, barefoot and crying, and called her father from a nearby gas station. These allegations, if proven, would represent one of the most shocking scandals to hit the entertainment industry in decades. Yet the story does not end there. Jay-Z, whose legal name is Sean Carter, has vehemently denied the allegations. In a countersuit filed in Los Angeles, Carter accused the plaintiff's attorney, Tony Busby, of fabricating claims as part of a calculated extortion campaign. Operating under the pseudonym John Doe in the Los Angeles filing, Jay-Z alleges that Busby threatened to unleash entirely fabricated and malicious allegations of sexual assault, including multiple instances of rape of a minor, both male and female, against plaintiff if he refuses to comply with their demands. The countersuit paints a picture of a targeted campaign designed to exploit Jay-Z's fame and fortune. These baseless accusations are nothing more than a weapon and a calculated plot to destroy plaintiff's high-profile reputation for profit. The filing states, Jay-Z's team has pointed out inconsistencies in the allegations and questioned the motivations behind the lawsuit, framing it as a desperate attempt to force a financial settlement. As part of the broader legal battle, Jay-Z's countersuit reveals an even more disturbing claim that Busby has accused Jay-Z of sexually assaulting a male minor as well. While details about this allegation remain sparse, Jay-Z's legal team has described it as part of a pattern of fabrications designed to generate public outrage and coerce settlements. Alex Spiro, Jay-Z's attorney, addressed the accusations directly, stating, Mr. Carter has never engaged in any form of sexual misconduct, let alone the heinous acts alleged in these claims. These allegations, particularly involving minors, are not only false, but utterly malicious. We intend to expose this extortion attempt for what it is. Spiro's legal filings argue that the inclusion of these additional claims undermines the credibility of the entire case and demonstrate a clear intent to damage Jay-Z's reputation through sensationalized accusations. Sean Diddy Combs, already entangled in multiple lawsuits involving allegations of racketeering, sex trafficking, and sexual assault, has also denied any wrongdoing. His legal team has framed the allegations as part of a media circus designed to tarnish his legacy and capitalize on public sentiment. Combs faces additional pressure from a federal case scheduled for trial in May 2025. This case involves over 100 plaintiffs and alleges a range of criminal activities. While Combs has consistently maintained his innocence, the overlap between these lawsuits and the allegations involving Jane Doe has intensified scrutiny of both men. The public reaction to the allegations has been deeply polarized. Fans of Jay-Z and Diddy have rallied behind them, insisting the lawsuits are opportunistic and baseless. Others have called for a thorough investigation, emphasizing the importance of holding powerful figures accountable. Beyoncé, Jay-Z's wife, has made public appearances with him since the allegations emerged, but has refrained from directly addressing the case. Observers have noted her carefully curated image as a pillar of strength during the couple's public appearances, though her silence has also drawn criticism from some quarters. Attorney Tony Busby has pushed back against accusations of extortion, characterizing the demand letters and lawsuits as standard legal practice. "Anyone that suggests these claims are extortionate doesn't understand the legal process," Busby stated in a recent interview. He has also accused Jay-Z's team of harassment and intimidation, saying, "Attempts to attack me personally won't change the facts of the case." A key issue in the case is Jane Doe's decision to remain anonymous. Spiro has argued that anonymity allows for reputational harm without accountability, stating, "Justice cannot be served in the shadows." He has petitioned the court to compel Jane Doe to reveal her identity or dismiss the case entirely. Survivor advocacy groups have strongly opposed this motion, arguing that anonymity is critical for protecting victims from retaliation and further trauma. They warn that forcing Jane Doe to reveal her identity could deter other survivors from coming forward, particularly in cases involving powerful and well-connected defendants. The court's decision on this matter will have significant implications not only for this case, but for future lawsuits involving high-profile figures. As the legal battle intensifies, the stakes for all parties are immense. For Jay-Z and Diddy, the allegations threaten to derail their careers and tarnish their legacies. For Jane Doe and the unnamed male accuser, the cases represent a quest for justice against seemingly insurmountable odds. And for the public, the lawsuits highlight broader questions about power, accountability, and the role of celebrity in shaping narratives of abuse. The court's rulings on issues such as Jane Doe's anonymity and the credibility of the allegations will shape the trajectory of this case. As the legal drama unfolds, the world watches closely, awaiting answers to questions that cut to the core of justice and integrity in the entertainment industry.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.